Therefore, it's a svara, such a type of a brother, also causes yibum.
Shashi miskanam izokit liyeshes ochiv liyibum. It causes your brother's wife to fall to you to yibum. Shafilu enkan ach elamamzer zez kukul lechlitza. Even though your brother, the two brothers, one brother just died. Even though the only brother he has alive is only a mamzer, the maestro of the mitzvah is yibum. So true, there's a chayvi lavin to marry a mamzer. So we had before in the Mishnah, when the Yavama falls to Chayvi Lavin, the din is to give Chalitzah and not to make Yibam. Rakol Ponim Chalitzah you have to. We'll soon see how we know if the son is a Mamzer, he parters from Yibam. But as the Svara, since the son of Mamzer parters, frees the father, the mother, from Yibam, who are then a brother, that's a Mamzer, is Mechayiv Mitzvah Yibam. Now we say, V'yokev hu l'chodover. And your brother, even though he's a mamzer, he called your brother l'chodover. But my hilchus, so what does it mean? He's a full-fledged brother, l'yorshoi. That means if he dies, you yashin him. If you die, he yashins you. Two brothers yashin one another. There are no sons involved. The two brothers yashin one another. For the tamaloi, let's say they were kahanim. The locher is, when your brother, the mamzer, dies, the other brother, the kohen, is allowed to be metama to him. That's the locher. Kohen can be metama to his own kohen. For the Gemara Pshita, Achivu, he's your brother, why not? Havad, if you have two Kahanim, and one died, even though he was a Mamzer, still the other brothers let it be Metamet him. And the Gemara says, no. Sa'akot Adachamina, I would have thought like this. Hoyu looks here, since the Pasuk by Kahanim says like this, it says by your wife, it's a difference what type of a wife you have. The Pasuk says, Ki'im l'sheira korve lov, v'yom ama sheira zuishtoi. The locher is, a Koyin is allowed to be Metamet to his wife. When his wife dies, a coin is allowed to be mesasik in the kfura. If there's seven krovim, a coin is allowed to be mesasik. To nobody else, to a meis mitzvah, but not a meis mitzvah, a coin is not allowed to be metama. To his own wife, when his wife dies, he's allowed to. That's one posik. Uksiv, another posik says, lo yitame bal bi'am of lecholoi. A husband should not be metama to his wife. So what are we dashing? That yesh bal shem metama, yesh bal shem metama. Certain times a coin is allowed to bury his wife. Sometimes he's not allowed to. Hoketzer has to come out. Metamul yishtek shera. If he was living with his wife, beheter, she was mutter to him, then when she dies, the kohen has to, is allowed to be, allowed to make a kfura. He can be metama for her. But the ain metamul yishtek sula. But if you're living with a chai v'lavin, if a kohen married a grusha, that has a chai v'lavin involved, when his wife dies, he has no heter to be metama to her. So you see, to the metama, it's only with a kshera, with a kosher wife. So maybe Hochinam, maybe the same for applies here. Metamu liach kosher be metamu liach posel. Maybe when can a kohen be metamu to his brother? Only a kosher brother, but maybe not to a mamzer brother. Maybe he can. As Kamashmon, that's the chiddush of our Mishnah. The yachavu lecholdover. No, even to be metamu to your brother, the mamzer, you're allowed to. For the Gemara v'yem Hochinami, maybe talk it's true. Just like your wife, if she's also to you, you can't be metamu to her. So maybe your brother that's a mamzer, you can't. And the Gemara Hossam Nafuki Kaima. The svara by your wife is, since she's also to you anyway, you're supposed to give her a get. You have no right to live with her. So since she's aiming to get rid of, therefore that's not really called a wife. Therefore you're not allowed to be metama to her. Mashaykin Hocha Achivu. Hail Amaisi is your brother. You can't get rid of him. True, he's a mamzer. Your father lived with another Isha, an Osadik Isha, but Amaisa, he's your brother. So since he's your brother, that's a svara that when he dies, you could be metama to him. The only type of a brother that does not call Yibum, it was a brother from a shivcha from a vezgachovim. That your father lived with a shivcha, with a goya, that son is not called your brother. My timer, or my kroah, the pasuk says, or isha v'ilodeo tieladoneho. That if you live with a shivcha's son belongs to her. It doesn't go to the father, it goes to the master. There's by a shiksa pshita, the other psukim, by a goya. The chiddush is even by a shivcha kananis. Even though she has a lochis, like an isha, but still here the pasuk says, kolzuma, she's a shivcha, the pasuk says that the son goes to her. Not to the father, goes to her. But, mi sheyesh le ben mikol makom poter. If you have a son, any type of a son, and then the father dies, there's no Mrs. Yibam on his wife. Tomorrow, mikol makom asuyimai, what does it come to include? Omer avyudel asuyimamzer. Whereas your father had one wife and had no children from him. You mean your brother. Your brother had a wife and had no children. But your brother has nus with somebody else, with another isha. And the kid had a kid. And the kid's a mamzer. Lamais is your father's son. And therefore there's no Mrs. Yibam. When your brother dies, since your brother had a son, let it be a mamzer, there's no Mrs. Yibam. My time, how do we know this? The Omakron, the Pesach says, Ubein Einloi. Your brother had no children. So we dash in Einloi's loshin like I, you know, love. Check it out. What do you mean to check it out? Pshita, if he has a son, he has, if not, not. Check it out means any type of a son at all. Even a mamzer is also called a son. Shrashi Ubein Einloi. Motzel Nichtov Ubein Ein. Einloi. Could have said without the yud. Could have said Ubein Einloi. Aleph Nun, it should have said. The Amina Begdushin. Ein Kesef. Ukumoy Moin Yavami. Moin Bilam. Lachik Siv Ayin with the yud. Lemidrash. Ayin Olof. Look carefully. Any type of a son that he has, pater sum yivam. That's his extra exeret kasev, an extra yud, to teach us that even a mamzer pater is the father from yivam. Pater is the mother from the father's wife from yivam. Right, the chayiv amakosu. Say no, a mamzer is called yisom called dvorim, and if a mamzer hits his father, he's chayiv misa. Amayfet gemara korikan v'nasa biyamchol isor. When is there a nisa misa? If you curse a nosi, it's only b'amcha. If he does, it's a tzaddik. He does mitzvahs. V'dashim b'yoisa ma'isa amcha. Ma'ashenken, if a nosi does averis, then you're allowed to curse him. So who your father also? If your father lived with another isha, the pshat is a rasha, your father. Like if you're a mamzer, so pshat is your father lived with an isha, it's also to him. He's a rasha, your father. So there should be no law to curse him. We're talking about the father did tshuva. Once the father did tshuva, now it's called Isa Maitamcha. Now if the mamzer curses his father, he's chayiv misa. His achanami kishosa tshuva. For the Gemara of a hariba tshuva, if the father had a mamzer, is it possible to do tshuva on this? If you're tanaim, we learn like this. Shimon ben Manasseh Yomer, Eizel Me'uves LaYuchel Iskar, in what's called an evil, something bad that you can't fix. Can't do tshuva on it. Zahabol erva. Somebody live with another wife, with another isha that's married. With ervas, also do chayav krisis. For only the man a mamzer, and you had a child that you can't fix it up. Lamaisa, the kids remains a mamzer lelam vored. So you see, if you have a mamzer, it's called something you can't do tshuva. Have to gemara poshid. Hashtu miyu oisu maisamchu. True for that one chet, there's no type of a tshuva. The chet is always here. But here's totally, is he doing my samcha or not? Because if he didn't do tshuva, didn't feel bad about it, he'll do it again, he's called a rasha. But if the person did tshuva, means the father feels bad about it, he said vidya about it, so right now he's called doing my samcha, therefore the bidalacha, that if the son curses his father, hits his father, he would be chayiv misa. Alright, stop here. You're holding that chof beis and beis, the middle by the two dots. Tana Rabbon, Christ says like this: Habu ala choisay. If somebody is boyo lives with his sister, fihi bas eishes oviv. It's also his wife's daughter. In other words, bas eishes oviv. It's his father's wife's daughter. In other words, it's a real fledged sister. It's a sister from his father's wife's daughter. So Rashi says. Rashi, v'hi bas eshes oviv, Rashi, ta'idei nesuya nolda li'oviv. Your father, in other words, married your mother. Ta'idei nesuya. V'loi v'anusin, and not that your father stam lived with a lady. So even if it's not your mother, that are co-partum, it's your sister from the same father. In other words, your father now married another lady, and he had a daughter, so kitsa, that's your sister. So let's say you live with her, so some achoikis, how many yisurim are you over? So Bryce says, Chayiv mishum achoisoi. First of all, you're over the chayiv korah, she's your sister. Or mishum bash esef oviv. You're also chayiv because she's your father's wife's daughter. They're two different yisurim, like two different sukkim. Rabbi Yosef ben Hudu Aymer, no, ein chayiv elu mishum achoisoi. You're only over one chayiv korah. Only the chayiv mishum achoisoi. That's all. Bulvad, that's all. V'loi mipnei bash esef oviv. And you're not over the second korah of living with the daughter from your father's wife. The verse says, "Now my tamayed rabbanon." What's the tam of the rabbanon? Why do they hold yichayiv too?
Amri, they said like this, Michti, let's see. Ksiv, the Pasuk says, Erva sa choyscha, your sister, bas avicha, whether it's your father's daughter, or basi mecha, whether it's your mother's daughter. That's one Pasuk. There's an erva of your sister. Erva bas eisha sovicha. Then another Pasuk says, the erva of your father's wife's daughter, Moledes avicha, she was born from your father, achoyschi, she's called your sister. Is lomeli, how come the Pasuk says the second time, this iser of achoyschi, she's your sister again, that's your father's daughter? Shemamina come to teach us, lechaiva, that you chayiv to, mishum achoyschi, one chiv curses, you live with your sister, or mishum bas eisha soviv. And there's a second iser involved, that she's also called the daughter of your father's wife. The nafkamina is, let's say you do it b'shegeg, could be a chai of two kavanas, two korban chatas. The Rashi says, Michti, k'sivere basach choyzcha basavicha, ubein min ha'oimsin, ubein min ha'nesuyin mashma. Your sister, whether your father married her, married his wife, or stop live with a lady, it's called your sister. Ervas bas eshe savicha, mleda savicha lomeli. Why do we need the second pasuk that if your father married the lady and had a daughter from her? Hanami achoisoi bas ovivi. She's also called your sister from the same father. Eshamat mino lechayve mishum shnei lavin halalu. So therefore it comes to teach us there are two lavin here. And the difference is, if you did a b'shoigeg, chayiv shnei chatois, chayiv tu chatois. That's the Ravoran Svar. Now the Gemara says, for Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Omar, he says, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Omar Krua, the Pasuk says, Achois Chohi, even the last Pasuk, that it says, Ervas Bas Eshe Savicha, Moleda Savicha, it says Achois Chohi, what is the end of Achois Chohi, she's your sister, to teach us, that Mishum Achois Chohi, Ato Mechaivoi, Yechayim, because you're living with your sister, V'yato Mechaivoi, Mishum Bas Eshe Oviv, and you're not chayiv a new chiyuv koras, a new lav, from the fact she's the daughter of your father's wife. There's no new second lav. Rabbi Yisrael, there's only one lav, achoyzchi. So Rashi achoyzchi, pahay krod the bas eisha sadicha ksiv. At the end of the pasuk, it says again, achoyzchi, he's the daughter of your father's wife, it says she's your sister. What does it say it's again, you see your sister for? Is the chayvoy ala choysoy, the Rashi. Min oimsin, bas oviv or bas imoy, that you chayiv. So the kids say, you chayiv on one time for your sister. So the Rabbonin, Zemara now says, for Rabbonin, haya choyschihi, my abdulei. According to the Rabbonin, there are two different lavim here. One is stand for being your sister, and secondly, because she's the daughter of your father's wife, and that means it's your father's daughter. Says so, why does the second pasuk end off achoyschi? She's your sister. So Gemara says, mi boilu, they need it lechayvoy ala choysoy bas oviv or bas imoy, to teach us that you also chayv if she's your sister from the same father and the same mother. In other words, the first pasuk says ervas achoyscha bas ovicha or bas imecha. First pasuk says if your sister mashma only from the same father or from the same mother. That's one erva. Now, how do we know if she's your sister from the same parents? The same father, the same mother, the brother and sister. How do we know there's the erva of achoyscha? Therefore, the second pasuk says achoyschi, another type of an achoyschi. A pure sister, the same parents. So, chura chita, like madach, if she's only a sister from the same father, or from the same mother, there's a chi of chorus, for sure, if she's your sister from the same parents, for sure there should be a chi of chorus. So, Mar says no. Loima to teach us the klal is shein masirin min adin. You can't make a kal v'chomer to teach us an iser. In other words, the Torah says your sister from the same father, your sister from the same mother. That's the chiyuv koras. What's going to be if she's your sister from the same mother and father? The Torah doesn't say. The churitz a kal v'chomer for sure yichayev. The klal is ein masirin min adin. With the kal v'chomer we can't give you ancient. Therefore, we need another pasuk achoyschi to teach us even in such a case. Of she's your sister from both parents, still Yechayev Kurs. So the Marv Rabbi Yosef of Yehuda in Cain, if that's what the Pasuk teaches us, only this, Lichta Rachmona Achoyschehi. Achoyscha. The Pasuk just say Achoyscha, that's all. If you want to teach us that there's another type of a sister that's Chayev, if she's your sister from the same father and mother, so let us just say achoyscha. He lomeli. What does the pasuk again do of achoyscha he? What's the word she? Is mishum achoyscha atom mechayvoi viatom mechayvi mishum bas eshesoviv. That's pshat from Rabbi Yossi. The pasuk says extra achoyscha he. That teaches us even in a case where she's your father's wife's daughter, still it's only an erva of achoyscha, nothing more. So the word of Rabbanit, Rabbanit is Shreya, what does the Pasuk say, Achoyscha hi? It's like this, Af agav nechsev Achoyscha, even though the Pasuk says she's your sister, or be itzrok lemichtav hi. Still we need the extra word hi. Why? Shaloi toimu, should not say, be alma ma'asiru min adin. Really other places, you can make a kal v'chaim, something should be osur. If these two things are osur, kal v'chaim, a third thing is also osur, and maybe you would be ma'asiru, you would give an azura, you would make a lav out of it. The chitayim, if you want to tell me if so, achoyscha the kosher rachmona lomeli. Why do I need the word achoyscha? Has the pasuk already said if it's your sister from the same father, or it's your sister from the same mother? That's what the pasuk says. See, if you're going to tell me now, we make a kal v'chayma to give a lav, so it's a kal v'chayma if she's your sister from the same mother and father that you should be chayiv. Says so. Why do I need the word achoyscha? So I'll tell you like this, maybe milsa the asya v'kal v'chayma. Even though something that you could learn out from a kal v'chayma, but sometimes we say torah v'kosav lakra. Still, the Torah took out time and wrote it. In other words, the Torah would have just wrote achoyscha and not the word he. I would think it's no kasher. All over, you do make a kal v'chayma. See, if so, why did the Torah have to say an extra word achoyscha? I know from a kal v'chayma. You have your sister from the same father and from the same mother as chayim. She differed from the both. The Torah says sometimes what we know from a kal v'chayma, still the Torah writes it. But therefore, kosa rachmon hi. Now the Torah says no achoyscha hi to teach us only this achoyscha are yichayiv. Because usually you cannot make a kal v'chayma to give a lav. Even though, like here, the Torah says if she's your sister from the same father, there's a lav. If she's your sister from the same mother, there's a lav. I would not know if she's your sister from the same father and mother. I would not know. Therefore, the Torah says, "Achoyscha hi." You should know. I need a new pasuk to teach us that there's a chayv alav in here. But without that, I would say there would not be, because ein oinshin min adin. So that's what the rabbanon do with the word "Achoyscha hi." But if she's your sister and she's your father's wife's daughter, so lachar is according to rabbanon, you chayiv two ervas. There's one chayiv karis. One chiyav erva for a bas eisha sovicha. So more now, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, he says no. You only chiyav one achoyschi for the word achoyschi, only one. In Cain, if so, if like you wanted to say, it's there to teach us. Ein matzira menadin lichta rachmona lachoyschi bidakro. The pasuk should have said an extra in the first pasuk when it says mechalal about ervas achoyscha bas sovicha oy bas imecha. In that pasuk, it should have said achoyscha hi. How come it waited to write the word achoyscha hi in the next pasuk of Ervas Bas Eshes Avicha? That's Rabbi Yosi ben Yehuda Svara, that the Torah writes in the next pasuk to teach us that you should know Yoni Chayiv one chorus and not more. Now, the more of Rabbi Yosi ben Yehuda, Hai Bas Eshes Avicha, my Yovidlei, like what does he do with this pasuk? According to Rabbi Yosi ben Yehuda, when she's your sister, it doesn't make a difference from the same father, from the same mother, there's only one erva. You only chayiv if you live with her, because you're over being achoyscha. That's the chiyuv karis. See, if so, what does the pasuk mean when it says, eshes, bas, eshes avicha, the daughter of your father's wife, what does it mean to include? So Gemara says, mi boilei, mi shieshka ishes l'avicha. It's only a daughter, it's only a sister, if your father had her from a lady that there is kedushin in her. Mi shieshka ishes l'avicha, that your father could have kedushin with her. Ma shenkein, prat li'achoysoi mi shivcha v'yavenes kechavim. Let's say your father lived with a shivcha, or your father lived with a shiksa, with a goya, and he had a daughter, the lochrish shein ishes l'avicha bo, that even if your father wanted to, kedushin is not chal in the shivcha. Kedushin, even if he married a goya, the kedushin is not chal. Therefore, the lochrish, she's not called achoyscha. She's not called your sister. In other words, it's a pirish. When is your sister called your sister? That's only if your father had her from a lady, that she's a bas kedushin to your father. But if your father had this sister from a shiksa, from a shivcha, then she's not called achoyscha. You don't have the erev of achoyscha.
For the Gemara, v'yema, maybe no, don't go so far. V'yema prat liachoysam yanusa. Maybe it means to teach us what's called a sister only if your father was married to that lady. Mashenka, if your father stam lived with a lady and he had a daughter, maybe that's not called achoyscha. Even though it's your sister from the same father, but since the lady says your sister's mother was not married to your father, maybe that's not called your sister. So Mer says, no, that can't be. That you can't say. Me the Rava from Rava's din. The Rava Rami, Rava asked a question like this. Ksiv, one pasuk says, Ervas bas bincha, that your son's daughter is an erva to you. You can't marry, you can't live with your son's daughter. Hay bas bincha, or if you have a daughter, her daughter, your granddaughter, is also to you. She's an erva to you. Leisagali, you're not allowed to live with them. Ha bas bino dido, mashmino, that if your wife had a daughter, that you married a lady, that she had a daughter from before already, and that daughter has another daughter, or else, or bas bito dido, the first case is bas bino dido, where you married a lady that she has a son already. Now, if that son gets married and has another daughter, that daughter mashma is mutter to you. The same thing of bas bito dido. If the wife had a daughter, and now that daughter had another daughter, ishari, that's a one posik is mashma. One posik is mashma, only ervas bas bincha, only your son's daughter is also to you. But mashma, your wife's son's daughter is mutter to you. Another posik says not like that. Another posik says, isha ubita leisagala. You're not allowed to live with a lady and with a daughter, even though it's not your daughter. If a lady had a daughter from a different husband, and you marry the lady now, you're not allowed to live with the daughter. You can't live with some granddaughter either, with the daughter of a son or the daughter of a daughter. So the Khuri, you see, even though it's not your wife, still it's also to you. It's not your daughter. Even though it's not your daughter, it's only your wife's daughter, still she's also to you. Hakeit said, what are the two psukim saying? Can be einsin, can be nesuyin. That one person is talking about when you married your wife. If you married your wife, that's one pasuk to say that the granddaughter is usur. Another pasuk is even beyonsin, where you didn't marry her, you just live with her. The drashi kan beyonsin. Ervas bas pincha. That's what it says, that your daughter's, your son's daughter, me'anusasoy. It's talking about where you didn't marry the lady. You stopped living with the lady. And you had a son. So the son's daughter is usur to you. Leistagala. Ha bas pino miyish acher. Gila. Telav ishtukhehi. But I call upon him, it's called your benoy min oinsin is called your benoy. Ho bas benoy mi ish acher gilod lav ishtuchi. There's a case, let's say you were stam anas nisha. You stam live with an isha, you didn't marry her. The locher is dead, you're allowed to marry her daughter. You're only not allowed to marry a lady and then marry her daughter. But if you just live with a lady, then you're allowed to marry her daughter later. Mashenka, your own daughter's daughter is also to you. Or your own son's daughter, that's also to you. But I call upon him, you see, even Mianusa, it's called your children. Even though you didn't marry her, though, it's called your children. So if so, like Rashi says, who are then your sisters also called your sister? Rashi says, Hilka, Gabia, Achva, Nami, Achvahu. It's also called your brother, called your sister. So the kid says, your father stopped living with a lady. That daughter, she's called your sister. So Pshita, your sister is also to you. So therefore, what's the prat? Which sister is mutter to you? Only if the sister came from a shifcha or from a venus kechavim. The other